This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 31. What's next? Our reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken away from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." For 3 years, Jesus had taught and healed. He had instructed crowds from Jerusalem to Galilee with his words and by his example. After his death and resurrection, he appeared to his disciples to confirm their faith and help them understand the coming kingdom of God. But now, Jesus had ascended to heaven, and for a moment, his followers seemed a bit shocked. Perhaps they wondered whether they could follow Jesus into the clouds, or at least remain in the moment of the spiritual high. Faithfulness to the ascended Lord, however, means that we do not just stand around staring after him. Yes, it's a good thing to contemplate the glory of Jesus as the Son of God, but we also remember that God has a plan for the world that continues even after the ascension, and he intends to use all who have seen his glory, as long as they remain in this world, to extend his offer of salvation to the world. For the ascended Jesus will return, and we will answer for our faithfulness to his call while he has been away. Have you met this Jesus? Are you prepared to follow him? Don't simply stare up toward heaven, longing to hold on to some spiritual mountaintop moment. Take the next step, embrace him as Lord, and go out to serve him till he comes again. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we worship you. You are the one with the Father, ruling over everything until you come again. May we give our lives to serve you, sharing your good news of salvation as we go. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.